It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on our program, Chef Norman Van Aken delivers A Word on Food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Now, our classical arts contributor, Charles Greenfield, welcomes back Carlene Sawyer, executive director of the Dranoff International Two Piano Foundation.
Since 1987, the Dranoff International Two Piano Foundation has emerged as the top training ground and competition for two piano musicians worldwide. Founded by Loretta Dranoff in memory of her husband, Murray, the Dranoffs were one of America's premier two piano teams and performed around the U.S. and the world. For over 25 years, the Dranoff International Two Piano Competition has given invaluable aid to young prize winners, not only providing needed prize money, but offering management advice and innovative outreach programs. Since its inception, it has also sponsored over a dozen new compositions to the two piano literature. Now established as probably the leading two-piano competition worldwide, contestants come from countries as diverse as China, Japan, the Ukraine, Russia, Italy, and Bulgaria. Dranoff winners have performed from the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam to the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., as well as international music festivals including Spoleto, Tanglewood, Salzburg, and Ravinia. So successful has the Dranoff competition become that majors in duo pianism are now offered in world-class conservatories like London's Royal Guildhall, the Manhattan School of Music, and the Hochschulen in Stuttgart. Recently, I had the pleasure to talk to the Dranoff Foundation's executive director, Carlene Sawyer, a native Miamian, about the year's activities and the Dranoff Foundation's goals. Carlene Sawyer, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Charles, thank you. It's wonderful to be back here.
Many listeners are somewhat confused by two piano music versus forehand playing. Explain the difference, and how does the literature vary in terms of style and substance?
Well, actually, it's completely different in that forehand's piano is on two artists on one piano, and duo or two piano is two instruments. And so you have a completely different number of keys, 88 keys versus 176 keys, and that's the basic difference. But there actually is a real difference in the way the music is written as well, and the music is played by the artist. One of the things about two piano music that's so appealing to composers, and this is a year that we're presenting a lot of great composers, is that with 176 keys, with two instruments, you really have a whole orchestral type of opportunity in the composition of the music. And then with those two artists facing each other, you can really write or compose a piece that's about a relationship, not only of the music and how it's played, but also of those two people. It's kind of the core of ensemble music, so a place to start with people playing together.
Now, the competition is in its 27th season, and let's talk briefly about last year's competition, the prep, auditions, scheduling, regional, semifinals, finals, the grueling practice, the 4 hours of playing and four rounds, 18 months of work in total. And the next competition starts
January 2017 is the finals. You're already jumping ahead to find out who the new winners are, and we're just presenting these winners this year. Really, the competition that we had, that the finals were in 2013, were one of the most exciting opportunities for young artists to be before a performing artist audience I've ever seen. We had artists from almost 30 countries inquire about the competition in the beginning, and then that was narrowed down after the original round that we had in New York. Then we were in Beijing, we were in Germany, we were in Chicago, and then, of course, the finals were here in May of this year. It was a very special competition this time because we really focused on what's the future of these artists, both with new music that was being presented, and we had a number of performance prizes and composers, but we also had an incredible international jury. We had presenters from the Boston Symphony Orchestra, from Lincoln Center in New York, from De Singel in Belgium. So it was a real opportunity, and it was the closest competition ever. Dividing the three finalists was 0.25 of a point. So it was both thrilling and excruciating.
And if I could ask, the prize money was?
The prize money was, there was almost $70,000 in prizes with the performance prizes, but $25,000 for first place, $15,000 and $10,000 for second and third.
Now, the 2014 performance schedule begins with 21st Century Classical, Wednesday, January 22nd at 8 p.m. at the New World Center in Miami Beach, starring duo Yamamoto, the Dranoff Competition gold medal winners from last year. What's exciting about these two women, and what do you mean by 21st Century Classical?
These two women are just really consummate performers at a very young age. They're sisters, Yuka and Ayaka Yamamoto, from Hiroshima, Japan. And so they've been playing together for many, many, many years. But their approach to the two piano repertoire is really quite interesting. It's a very traditional approach, and yet it's a very courageous approach at the same time. And what's exciting about this in 21st century classical are who are the great and prominent composers who are composing for classical music today, and what is being presented in the great concert halls. Many of the great composers that are being commissioned or writing for classical music today have been commissioned by the Dranoff Foundation to compose for two piano music. William Bolcom, John Corigliano, Morton Gould, these are all great artists who have been composing to great success. And this concert is going to present both our commissions from Dranoff and the composers will be visiting Miami as well.
Well, let's talk about that. You're presenting the 21st Century Classical Composers Panel the next night, which is Thursday, January 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach. Carson Kieffman will moderate a panel. And who's on the panel?
The panel is really going to be very exciting. William Bolcom, who, of course, as you know, is a Pulitzer Prize winner, won many, many, many Grammys. And I think that you can think of Bill Bolcom as probably being one of the great American composers of both the 20th and the 21st century. You know, the Arch just opened its season with Deborah Voigt, and who was she singing? She was singing Bill Bolcom. When the University of Miami presents Festival of Miami, they're always presenting Bill Bolcom. And he composed for the Dranoff as well, a great piece called Recuerdos. You're also going to see Robert Xavier Rodriguez, who is a phenomenal composer, one of our great American composers, who's composed for a broad range, including opera. The Florida Grand Opera just honored him last year with his piece called Tango, and we're bringing him back to South Florida as well. We're going to be seeing here Gabriella Lena Frank and a wonderful Canadian composer who we haven't yet had composed for the Dranoff, but Alice Ho, and she is going to be coming from Toronto. One of the really exciting things about the Dranoff and being able to work with composers is working with people who are prominent all over the world and in different genres. Shelton Berg, who we know as the dean of the University of Miami Frost School of Music, also has composed a piece for the Dranoff competition called the Martha Mary Meditations. And they're going to play his piece, and he's going to be able to talk to us about what being a great jazz pianist brings to his classical view of music. Because as you know, jazz is informed by classical, but today jazz informs back into classical as well.
Absolutely. And just to continue the schedule, on April 19th at 8 p.m. at the South Dade Cultural Center, you have two pianists, Sara Ahuvia and Stephanie Ho. They're doing Jazz Squared.
Jazz Squared is a really exciting concert because we are going to present a repertoire of something that I just mentioned, and that is that there is a lot of great, what we call classic jazz, that is really very much informed by classical music. Gershwin, of course, we as Americans, we own that both as jazz and as classical music. They're going to be presenting Leonard Bernstein, West Side Story. That has a very, very contemporary feel. It actually, West Side Story completely changed the American musical on Broadway. And the other thing that we're going to be doing is presenting some new jazz two piano music there as well. So it's at the South Dade Cultural Center. It's a new audience for us, and we're very excited because, of course, half the people we know live in Coral Gables and Pinecrest.
Absolutely.
And in South Dade.
And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Piano Slam, which is May 15th. And finally, I have another question to end our interview about a new commission.
Well, Piano Slam, as you know, is our community performance and education education program where all of Miami-Dade County School teenagers get to write poetry about music in their lives. And they compete, and they end up in a wonderful performance at the Arsht on May 15th in a classical hip-hop spoken word extravaganza. And Piano Slam has really had this amazing success in bringing classical music to about 20,000 kids every year, and it's also caught the attention of the community in a way we never imagined classical music would. As a matter of fact, the Miami Heat are a terrific supporter, and we have great Miami Heat basketball players who participate.
And finally, Carlene, a musical birdie told me that you had an announcement about a new commission.
Oh my goodness, leave it to WLRN to scoop the scoop here. That is true. We have just been sponsored by Bacardi USA to commission what they're calling the Bacardi Choice, a young local composer to compose for two piano music. And it is thrilling that we have commissioned Martin Bejarano. Martin Bejarano is a young, classically trained jazz musician. He's head of the jazz keyboard program at the University of Miami. He grew up right here in South Florida and is of Cuban heritage. What could be more Miami than that? That
nothing could possibly be more Miami than that. And Carlene, I want to thank you so much for participating on South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you, Charles. Thanks a lot.
The Dranoff International Two Piano Foundation is integral to South Florida's cultural heritage. Its continuing influence in the two piano genre worldwide certainly is a matter of civic pride. The Bacardi Choice composer Martin Bejarano will premiere his new Dranoff two-piano work April 19th at the South Dade Cultural Center. For ticket information, call 305-572-9900 and check their website at dranoff2piano.org. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.